Have his hypos and fits continued all through your married life?
They changed once he went on to Humalog and Levemir. But even now, he might start to begin to jump. And I think, oh dear, you're not going into a fit, are you? Because although I have had him in fits many times, I must admit, I hate them. And I hate seeing him in them. And I just feel it's awful. But when he used to have his fits in the middle of the night, it was really horrible because I used to wake up. I suppose I only ever half slept. And just the switching of a light would sometimes be enough just to send him into convulsions. And it was the convulsions which I didn't like. I used to try and hold him in position with his mouth on one side and try and support his back because I knew what it was like from the very first one he had and how long it took for it to get better. So, he still has hypos, but I can recognise them quite early just by the way in which he walks, he holds his hands, his look. Other people perhaps wouldn't notice it. And there have been many embarrassing times when perhaps someone's called at the door and it's mealtime and I can see him just going, beginning to fade because he might go quite quickly.
So how does your husband cope when you're not there?
Well, he'll always try to tell me that he can cope, but I can assure you he cannot cope. And it would be lovely if I could go out for the day and forget that I'd got a husband. I regret to say I have to put all his meals out for him. I have to leave them as such. And even when I come home, I dread to think what I might find.